You're listening to Consider This, episode 54, for October 11th, 2013.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whenever, wherever, and whoever you are. Thanks for stopping by my little corner of the internet called Consider This. I'm Doug Payton, here to regale you with my conservative take on the events of the day. Don't you just love being regaled? And if I'm regaling you, when were you ever galed? I don't know. Anyway, if you wish to return the regale, call me at 267-CALL-CT0 with your galings. Or write me at considerthis@ctpodcasting.com. And so that my regaling isn't unrequited, you can also stop by the website at considerthis.ctpodcasting.com to find many other ways to get your gale on. That's CT as in Cornish turkey. Guns versus the murder and suicide rate, and the stem cell debate. And a little nod to the government shutdown. That's coming up. The 9th Annual People's Podcast Awards are open for nominations. Now, you are people, and I am a podcast, so it only makes sense that you nominate me, right? Well, go to podcastawards.com, or come to my site, considerthis.ctpodcasting.com, and click on the link at the top of the right-hand column that's conspicuously labeled Vote for Consider This. Please vote for me in the Politics and News category. When it asks for the URL, just enter considerthis.ctpodcasting.com. I've said it 3 times so far, so hopefully it'll just roll off your typing fingers. You can only submit the nomination page once for this year, so if you have other podcasts you'd like to nominate, well, nominate them at the same time. But don't wait too late. Nominations close at midnight October 15th. I would really appreciate a nomination in this rather prestigious award. So get cracking, nominating. A recent study out of Harvard concludes that gun bans do not reduce the murder rate. In fact, if anything, they increase it. Researchers looked at crime data from several European countries and found that countries with higher gun ownership often had lower murder rates. Russia, with very strict gun laws, has a murder rate 4 times higher than our own United States, which is, according to some, awash in guns. Meanwhile, European countries with significant gun ownership, like Norway, Finland, Germany, and France, had remarkably low murder rates. Basically, the study found no evidence anywhere in the world to suggest that more guns means more murder. Now, additionally, the study found, quote, the determinants of murder and suicide are basic social, economic, and cultural factors, not the prevalence of some form of deadly mechanism, close quote. That is to say, if you want to know why someone kills others or themselves, there are loads of other things to look at other than the gun. I doubt you heard about this on network news. Consider this a public service. In short, Harvard found that guns don't kill, people do. Not that we needed a study to know that. Well, I guess some people needed a study. The rest of us know that inanimate objects rarely, if ever, have a mind of their own. Where you should look at the gun is in the many incidents where a gun was used to save lives. Check the show notes for a list of mass shootings that didn't happen because of law-abiding citizens carrying guns that stopped them. Back when Christopher Reeves was still alive and getting the word out on stem cell research, the big push was for embryonic stem cells to be used in that research. All those in vitro fertilized eggs that didn't get used were just waiting to be harvested and experimented on. There was just one thing. Pro-lifers, like me, considered them human embryos, simply an earlier form of a regular human life, and therefore considered destroying them for experimentation on par with abortion. With the added baggage of that we'd be, well, experimenting on them. Anyway, adult stem cells, even back then, had been proving their worth in many, many situations. They didn't have the tendency to become cancerous when used, and if properly fed and cared for, would never be anything other than adult stem cells. That is, they would ever become a regular human being. The ethical baggage simply wasn't there, especially for those who thought science ought to be, indeed, ethical. When President George W. Bush decided to limit the number of existing embryonic stem cell lines that could be used for experimentation, he did two things. First, he put a stake in the ground of scientific ethics, this far and no farther. Second, he lit a fire under the line of research that was trying to find a way to make adult stem cells, which cannot differentiate themselves in quite as many ways as embryonic, just as flexible and changeable as their embryonic counterparts. Research has been advancing quickly, and results have been getting better and better until last month this bit of good news came out. Researchers have for the first time converted cultured skin cells into stem cells with near-perfect efficiency. By removing a single protein called MBD3, a team at the Weizmann Institute of Science in Rehovot, Israel, was able to increase the conversion rate to almost 100%, 10 times the normal achieved. The discovery could clear the way for scientists to produce large volumes of stem cells on demand, hastening the development of new treatments. Almost 100% from skin cells. Had we taken the easy way out and not the harder ethical one, A, the left would not have branded the right as anti-science over this, well, at least not as much as they normally would, and B, this research would not have continued at such a pace, allowing us to now produce stem cells at a rate we probably could not have done before. Anti-science indeed. More like pro-ethical science, especially when you can have your ethics and stem cells too. The government shutdown. Like the sequester, there are indeed those who are hurt by this, but they aren't enough, according to the Conniption-in-Chief. In order to make this shutdown hurt even more and try to score political points, Obama is closing down things like open-air memorials, like the World War II Memorial on the D.C. Mall. Open-air means you can just walk into, or even through it, if it's between you and a Starbucks. Or it's closing down Mount Vernon, even though it doesn't own it. There are things being shut down now that have never been shut down for a government shutdown before. Check out the show notes for a list of closings that the president is hoping you'll blame on Republicans. But as an angry Park Service ranger said, quote, "We've been told to make life as difficult for people as we can. It's disgusting," close quote. Indeed it is, sir. So talk to me here. Well, after you've nominated me for the podcast awards. Call me at 267-CALL-CT0, 267-225-5280 to get your voice heard. Come to the website at considerthis.ctpodcasting.com for ways to get in touch, for the show notes and transcript, and a link to the podcast nomination form. If we get enough people to nominate me, then we can get more folks to join us as we consider this.